you're saying Happy 4th of July back. You know, it's not like Merry Christmas. Yeah, Happy 4th of July. Well, I know this, as I drive around and I go to like places like Myers and just drive around, I can feel like this general relaxation.
当我开车过到这些购物中心啊这些地方，我觉得在这个假日时候，我有一个非常舒服舒畅的感觉。
It's a holiday weekend. I know that the big three are shut down. I know a lot of suppliers are shut down. So I generally feel as I drive around this sigh of like, you know, it's nice. Feels relaxing.
我开车的时候走过这些工厂啊，他们都休息，都关门了，所以我开车的时候也觉得很轻松，那觉得有很轻松的感觉。
But yet I know that even in a week like this where, you know, there's this, as a culture, we're kind of like generally relaxed, I know that there are things on people's minds.
这是我们国家的这种传统，你知道，但是我知道个人的每个人的感觉。
I know that on any given day, on any day, on any particular day, there are people who have heaviness on their hearts, or there's something that's holding their hearts.
每个人都有在每天过生活，都心里面积了很多的难处。
And so this morning, we're actually going to kind of take a look at two different things, and they're all, it's all together in one passage.
我们今天早上我们要谈一下，你知道，我们两个不同的事情，你知道，我们综合在一起，我们来谈一谈。We're
going to look at worry, and we're going to look at the kingdom of heaven.
我们要谈的就是我们自己的忧虑，然后我再谈一些我们对神的国。Because
I know you, and I know people, and I know that even amongst like a week like this, there are certain things that the people hold on to, that they carry with them.
我知道我们每个人在心里面都有些压抑，都有些事情在我们的心里，都担心的事情。And
yet what we want to do this morning is, whether we are resting, whether we are worrying, what we want to do this morning is we want to shift our eyes to the kingdom of God.
我们今天早上又是把我们这些忧虑的事情 转一个方向，谈到我们对上帝国的事情。
Like I shared, I've been speaking, when it's my turn to give the message, I've been sharing about the kingdom of God and what that is.
这就是我一直也是很多次都谈到我们对神国的看法。
And oftentimes what I find is I find Jesus will tell just short little stories about the kingdom of God to help people understand what it's like or what it is.
我们从圣经上看到，耶稣常常用很小的故事来告诉我们对神国的看法。
One of his stories is about a person who's walking in a field, and they're walking in the field, and it feels like just a random field, and they're walking through, and he finds a treasure.
耶稣就是用这个小小的故事说，从前有个人走过那个田园的时候，他发现这个田当中有一个宝藏，有很好的宝物在那里。
And Jesus says that he's so excited, like it's valuable, it's precious, it's worth a lot, and he's so excited about what he has found that he goes back and he sells everything he has, all his possessions, to have enough money to buy this field so that he can have the treasure that he's found.
耶稣谈到这个人发现这个宝物的时候，他就觉得很珍贵，他回到家以后把所有的东西都变卖了，他就是要把这个很值钱的这块地买下来。
And he says that's what the kingdom of God is like. It is so valuable. It's like if you let go of everything else, give everything else away just so that you can have the kingdom of God.
耶稣就是说，这个人愿意牺牲一切，把所有都变卖了，就是买一个最值钱的地，他所需要的。
Because people seek out different things, you know, we look at different things, we focus on different things, we go after different things.
因为我们的人生，我们很多人都追求不同的东西。
I remember when I was 14, I went skiing. And this was when I lived in Colorado. I went skiing with a friend.
我最记得我14岁的时候，那时候很年轻，我和朋友一起到科罗拉多州的一个滑雪的地方去。
And my friend and I got onto a chairlift. We sat down, and the chairlift began to lift off and go up towards the top of the mountain.
因为滑雪的时候，大家就知道山是很高的。他有一个缆车，他跟他的朋友都坐这个缆车到最高的一点，他可以滑下来。
And as we got higher and higher, we were talking, and we looked down below us.
他当坐这个缆车吊上去的时候，他就和他的朋友看到这个下面这个地底下。
And we noticed that there was a pile of cash. There was just cash laying in the snow beneath us.
哦，他就看到一卷的钞票，你知道，就在那个雪堆里面，你知道，从上面看下去。
And my friend and I looked at each other, and we looked down, and we were like, "There are 20s down there. Look at that. There's like cash all over the snow."
哦，他和朋友很高兴，他说啊，你给我们看，你知道，这下面啊都是掉20块钱，你知道，很多的钞票在那个下面。
And honestly.As a 14-year-old, we actually thought of jumping off the chairlift. We were probably 15 feet in the air, and we were like, "Should we jump?"
他说我们坐在这个离地大概有15英尺的地方，我跟朋友说，我们是不是应该跳下去，你知道，就是山上去，赶快去抢这个钱。
And thankfully, I look back now, and we in our minds, I'm so thankful we decided to forego jumping. You know, we probably had just four broken legs, but a handful of cash.
我今天回想起来真的是很感谢，你知道，我当时没有做这个事情，你知道，从这个15尺什么跳起，说不定我现在已经是那个腿都不行了。
We got to the top of the hill. We said, "Okay, so as soon as we get off the chairlift, let's race down." And I've never skied so fast in my life. Let's race down and get the cash.
所以我跟那朋友说，我们到这个山顶的时候啊，一等到缆车一停下的时候，我们赶快滑下去，你知道，用我们最快的速度去拿这个钱。
So we got off this chairlift, and he went one way, and I went the other way, and we raced down towards the cash.
所以我们到顶上，果然我们就马上，你知道，就是开始滑雪，就最快的速度去拿这个钱。
And I got there first, and I slid into the snow, and I fell down by the cash, and I opened up my fanny pack, and I began to shove the cash into my fanny pack.
所以当他滑到那个钱的地方，他就赶快把他的口袋拿开来，那个滑雪的衣服，然后一直就捡那个钞票，就是放在口袋里面。
And so we weren't real subtle about it, and a ski patrol was watching us from a distance as we were shoving cash into our pockets.
但是很不巧，就是有一个走在滑雪的地方有的看守的人嘛，就是警卫那种人，他就赶快跑过来，当我把他看到我就把钱一直往那个口袋里边塞。
And he came over to us and held out his hand. He's like, "Hand it over."
那个警察就说，你把钱交给我。
So I begrudgingly unzipped my pack and began to like sheepishly put the cash in his hand.
但是我就把我的口袋打开了，我实在是心不甘情不愿，就把钞票交给他了。
But you should have seen the vigor in which we went after that cash. You should have seen that.I'd never skied so fast in my life. I'd never like, there was like over $100 there, and for a 14-year-old, that's a lot of money. And so you should have seen how fast, how focused we were on getting that treasure.
你当时应该看到我那时候多想拿这个钱，你知道，多急要想拿到这个钱，你知道，这么100块钱呢，是非常大的数字。
Today's message is a simple one. It's really easy to remember.
今天其实这个信息是非常简单的，大家都很容易记得的。
It's to seek the kingdom of God with that same vigor.
就是看到耶稣讲到神国，我们是应该怎么样的热心去追求它。
Like a treasure that you find, something that you find that's so valuable that you're willing to let go of everything else so that you can have that treasure. Church, seek the kingdom of God like that.
我们也看到这个神国是多宝贵的，我们愿意放下一切来追求这个神的国。
Make the kingdom of God your primary concern.
我今天的主题就是要说，上帝的国应该是我们人生最大的指标。
If the kingdom of God is defined, as we've talked a little bit before, as God's reign in your life, God's rule, again, we look around in the earth and we can kind of look around in our communities and we can see glimpses of his rule in people's lives. If that's what the kingdom of God is, go after that.
上帝的国就是上帝在这个世界上统治我们每个人的生活，然后管理我们的社团的生活。
Make his rule apparent in every area of your life.
把他在我们的生命中掌权的事情，在每一个生活的各个方面都交在他手里面。
In your finances, in the way that your banking account, make his rule very apparent.
把那我们的钱财也是放在他的管理之下。
In the way that you prioritize your time, even, you know, we're on vacation now, and it's like sometimes on vacation it's just so easy to go, just let go of everything, you know, but that's okay. It's okay to rest, but like, man, make his kingdom in your time a priority.
当我们像有这个假期，我们需要休息或者是疏松的时候，我们应该把我们的时间放在上帝的掌管之下。
In your family, in your friendships, in every area of your life, make the kingdom of God your primary concern.
把我们的家庭、我们的友情，一切都放在神的掌管之下。
You know, however, I know that with everybody, there are other concerns in our lives.
每个人都有个人不同关心不同的事情。
There are other things that prevent us from, like, where our eyes are fixated on this and we seemingly are unable to shift our eyes over to, like, this is the kingdom, it's the kingdom, go after those.
我们常常把眼睛放在另外一个方向，你知道，注意别的事情，我们很少注意到我们对神国的事情应该是怎么去做。
And this is what the passage that we're looking at this morning addresses.
今天这是我要带出来的信息。
So if you would turn in your Bibles, if you'd like to follow along to Matthew chapter 6.
假如我们打开圣经，在马太福音第六章。
Or again, if you follow on your phone, you can turn on your phone and follow on your phone.
假如你有那个行动电话，你可以打开看看。就是说章节在这里面，马太福音第六章。
What is it that prevents us, or here is something, one thing that prevents us from seeking the kingdom of God?
这里告诉我们有什么的很有些事情是能够阻碍我们，你知道追求神的国的。
Listen to what Jesus has to say is one of the biggest concerns.
注意，耶稣怎么告诉我？
Chapter 6, verse 25 says this, So I tell you, don't worry about everyday life, whether you have enough food, drink, and clothes. Doesn't life consist more of food and clothing?
我们看到二十六节，第六章二十六节，耶稣告诉我们说，所以我告诉你们，不要为生命忧虑，吃什么，喝什么，为身体忧虑，穿什么。生命不是胜于饮食吗？身体不是胜于衣服吗？
He says, don't worry.
他耶稣一再告诉我们不要担心。
How many of you consider yourselves to be worriers?
我们当中有多少人，你认为你自己是一个非常担心的人？平常的日子里面。
You don't have to raise your hand.
不需要举手。
This word that we see for worry is the verb merimnao in the Greek.
在希腊话里面，它是原文是 merimnao.
And it expresses intense concern.
就是实在是关注的意思，关心的意思。
And so sometimes it's used in this word that we see for worry. Sometimes it's translated in other parts of the Bible in a positive way.
其实一个担心在我们的圣经里面有的时候也是正面的。
So for example, in 1 Corinthians, Paul is talking about married and unmarried, and he says, you know what, an unmarried man can concern himself with just the things of God, because he doesn't have both family and the kingdom of God. He can just concern himself in a sense of focusing on the things of God solely. And that's the same word, it's the same verb.
同样的字，这个我们关心这个字，在哥林多前书里面也说，保罗就说一些单身的人，你知道，他可以很专注关于神的事工上面可以努力。
Or in other places in the scripture, it talks about merimnao being concerned for a person.
也可以说关心别的章节说到关心一个人。
But here in this context, it is used to describe an anxiety for the things of life.
我们谈到这一章，我们刚刚读过的时候，就是谈到我们的焦虑、忧虑。
And so, if we take ourselves back to where Jesus was speaking, if we leave 2016 for a moment and go back to where Jesus was speaking.
所以我们回想到前面2000多年前耶稣怎么说的。
He's standing on the mount. This is on the Sermon on the Mount. So he's standing on some sort of mountain or mount, and he's speaking to the people.
所以他在那个山上，在耶路撒冷山上，他有登山宝训。
And if you were to look out, he'd see people who were poor, who were peasants. A lot of the crowd, not many of them were wealthy.
当他看到下面在听他讲道的人，耶稣看到很多的群众都是非常穷苦的。
Many of these people live truly like day to day or week to week in their existence.
所以这些人都是非常辛苦的，每天就花很多的劳力，每天就赚他们的钱。
You know, they say that even if we were to compare some of the people back in these ancient times to say the people of Detroit, the poverty in Detroit.They say that this would not compare because people in Detroit, there is poverty. There is no question that there is poverty, but there is some backup. There is some ways that you can probably find food.
有时候我们在今天可以比较从前在耶稣这个时代他们的人的穷困和今天我们在底特律发现的他人的穷困。在今天的底特律，有些人虽然是非常的穷困，但是他们还是有些帮助的，就是从各个外面有资源的。
This was not necessarily the case for these people that Jesus was speaking to. When they raised crops, they had their crops had to last them to the next harvest.
所以在当时耶稣这个时代，他们这些农人种田的时候，他要足够积蓄的粮食，要等到下一次丰收的时候，他才有饭吃。
They had to feed their families. Their crops had to last to feed their families, to feed their animals. Maybe some of their food that they would use to trade away to get some of the necessities. But if they were out of food, there was no food.
所以他们在存粮的时候，他们这些要给他们家里人们吃，要给他们的动物，就是牛羊吃，然后还要有的时候要做买卖，所以他们剩下来是非常少的。
You know, I've heard some of your stories from where you've come from, and I know that there's a few brothers and sisters in the church where they remember, like some of the brothers and sisters, I remember growing up in the countryside of Taiwan or the countryside of China, and maybe.Maybe some of your stories you know this kind of poverty where it's like we really don't know where our food is going to come from.
所以我在这个教会很久，看到我们很多的弟兄姐妹，我也看到很多人，你知道，他家里是非常穷困的。他长大的时候
，I hear some of you say we had very very little growing up. I mean very little.
我曾经听到人家跟我，就是我们弟兄姐妹跟我讲，我是很少的钱。
And so when Jesus is speaking, it makes a lot of sense of like him sharing with them, you know, look, I know you. I know that your poverty is so much that it would be easy for your eyes to shift on like, I just need to get food for the next day.
所以当耶稣讲这个信息的时候，他知道他的听众就是很多人是很穷的，他晓得为什么这些人，你知道，专注在他的生活上。
It would be tough for them sometimes to get their eyes off the basic necessities and onto the kingdom of God.
这是很难叫这些很贫苦的人从他的求生存上，然后转眼到神的国上面。
And sometimes when I look at the story, I think, how would this ever cross over to us living here in Oakland County?
我每次看到这一段的时候，我就觉得很奇怪，他怎么跟我们今天住在这个奥克兰这个地方，你知道有什么关联
says that I looked it up. It says that Oakland County is the 24th wealthiest county in the United States.
我们现在今天住的地方 ，Oakland 这个郡是在我们美国是二十四里面最富有的这个郡。
And yet I know people, and I know you, I know our church that there is still an undergirding worry. There is worry with amongst us because we're people.
我知道我们中间里面还是很多人在忧虑，这是因为我们都是人。
But worry can be again.It is one of those things that, like, when you get caught up in worrying, in those times, I know I've spoken with some of you, I know that there's people who cannot sleep at night.
忧虑，你知道，常常就是造成我们失眠的。我知道为什么我们人会忧虑。
I've got kids, so I know, and I haven't even hit the teenage years yet. I know that we have worry about our kids.
我自己也有孩子，我晓得我常常是担忧我们的孩子，虽然他还没有变成那个青少年。
It's a worry about their future. It's a worry about where they go to school. It's a worry about who they will marry.
我们会担心，你知道他们的将来怎么样，他们会跟谁结婚。
I hear sometimes when I'm with people, I hear about worry about 401ks. 401k is going down. 401k is going up. 401k is going down. We worry about our future.
我也常常会担心我自己的退休金，你知道，看看它一下上去，一下下来，你知道，我会担心我将来的是怎么样回事。
We worry about our parents. Some of our parents are aging. There's so much to worry about. I know that people just worry.
我也会担心我的老年的父母，他们的身体，我们都是会担心的。
But the call that Jesus is giving to these people at this time is the same call that Jesus gives to us today.
那从前在两千多年以前，耶稣对他们这些人讲的话，在这段圣经上也是同样的发生，一样的在今天和我们说话。
He says, "I want you to trust me every day."
他的信息就是，耶稣说你要信靠我，每一天都要信靠我。
I want you to trust me with your kids or with your lives or with providing for you, however your provision is needed, I want you to trust everyone say every with me, every day.
耶稣要告诉我们，我们把每天要交给他，要信赖他，我们的家庭，我们的孩子，我们的钱财。
So today, as I look out at you, I know some of you look pretty relaxed, some of you look really relaxed today.
所以今天我看到各位在一起，有些人还蛮轻松的。
But I know that there are some who need, there's something that they need to let go of today, that they need to like put down at the cross or let go of because it's just worry. It's worry.
但是我今天要告诉各位，你知道，有些人会担心的话，应该把你的心情放下，有些事情你要松手，你要让它过去。
Where you need to say to God, I'm going to trust, I'm going to let go, I'm going to put it down, and I'm going to let go of it.
我今天要要求大家跟上帝说，你知道，我把一切的重担都交给你。
Because He does give people reason to trust. Okay.
因为耶稣的确有他的理由，要我们所有的人都能够信赖他。
Verse 26, it's like, take a look. You go outside today, just look up in the air.
我们看到26节就是说，你们看那天上的鸟，也不种也不收，也不积蓄仓库，你们的天父上养活它。
I imagine Jesus, he's on the Sermon on the Mount, a bird flies by, he says, look, just look at the birds of the air.
耶稣告诉我，你就看看天上的鸟，他们飞的鸟。
They don't need to plant.Or harvest, or put food in their barns, because your heavenly Father feeds them.
他们不种也不收，但是天父一样的养活他们。
And you, church, are far more valuable to Him than they are.
你们这些人都是上帝最宝贵的。
Can all your worries add a single moment to your life?
你们就是。哪一个能够用思虑能够使寿命多加一刻呢？
Of course not.
当然不会，你的寿命不会多加一刻。
So the birds spend time. What the birds do? I'm so glad it's summer, you guys. In the mornings, I wake up and you know, like that moment, like in spring and then the moves of summer, where you hear the birds chirping in the morning. It's and sometimes, at least in our neighborhood, it's loud. It's like you can just hear the birds chirping. The birds do what they do. They gather. They create nests. They build nests. They gather food for their young. It's what they do.
我很高兴，尤其在春天的时候，在我家里面都可以听到鸟的叫声。这个鸟就是他们做他们的工作，他们就是收集食物，找筑巢，然后也养他们的小鸟。
And as you watch them, as you're out in your front lawn and you can see the birds gathering, you know ultimately what Jesus is saying is God ultimately He provides for them.
像这个我们看这鸟的情形，就是耶稣这里说的，上帝会供给我们。
Your Father, the Father cares for the birds.
我们的天父都很这样的照顾鸟。
How much more, even more for the crown of His creation, for you. Like if He's gonna care for them, most definitely, no matter what your worry is today, He'll definitely care for you.
上帝创造我们，你知道，他最关心就是我们这些人，你知道，所以他会有充分的供应给我们。
So when we as followers of Jesus Christ, as we seek the kingdom of God, as we do what we're designed to do and are responsible with what we're supposed to do, God will, our Father, will care for us.
像我们这些人也是上帝给我们的本能，就是我们要倚靠上帝，他会照顾我们的。
Now as I was reading this, in my mind, sometimes my mind goes to different places, and maybe if you're a, there are certain that are just, I just question this. Sometimes people question this, like, is it true? Is that really true?
很多人读到这个圣经。会直问，就是联想到是真的吗？这个上面神说的话是真的吗
？And my mind goes to okay, says that he will says don't worry about everyday life for whether you have enough food or drink and clothes. And I thought in my mind, I thought, what about other Christians? Are there believers in Jesus Christ who don't have the food? Who don't? Where is that?
当我们看到这个经节的时候，上帝告诉我们不要担心，吃什么穿什么，他都会照顾我们。
My question was, does I mean, we see this scripture. My question is that, do Christians ever starve? Do Christians ever go hungry?
我看到这个经节，我就会想到，你知道，如果我们是基督徒，会不会会很穷，没有饭吃？
And if we're honest, if we look around in the world, and I think, wow, there must be, there's believers in Asia, there's believers in Africa, there's believers in South America, there's believers in places that are just, they're just impoverished.
我们看到世界上在亚洲，在中南美洲，你知道，也很多的基督徒，你知道，是非常穷困的。
And so if we were to be honest, I think the reality is that there are like,Christians who die hungry.
我们也看到，你知道，有基督徒穷到饿死的。
Or die in some terrible manner.
所以也有很多是不幸的事情造成他们的死亡。
And so I'm not this morning. I'm not going to go in that direction of going. I'm going to create kind of a background or to look for answers for that question.
我今天并不是说要解决这个我们经上这个问题。
But when we look at our Father, when we look at our Father in heaven,
当我们看到我们天上的父，
when I look at the character of God,
当我们看到上帝的形象，
according to His scriptures, and it seems that any suffering that we experience in this life is in some way under the sovereignty of God.
使我们知道。我们在这个今世有很多的受苦，都是在上帝掌控之下。
As God leads people, He seems to lead people to places that He desires for them to be.
上帝就会带我们去一个地方，是上帝设计叫我们去的。
I'll give you one example. When I think of Peter,
我现在给你个例子，讲到彼得。
And I think when Peter was with John, and Peter was like, he was walking with, they were walking with Jesus. And it was kind of alluded to that Peter would die a martyr's death. He would die a martyr's death.
彼得跟约翰在一起的时候，彼得有觉得他会有一天会寻到的。
And there just seems to be a place that Jesus had for him, like I'm leading you to a place that I have for you.
看起来就是耶稣已经为彼得准备一个道路，将来他要去的地方。
I certainly cannot answer this in a nice and neat package, but if you have, I know sometimes I've had some of the students ask me some of these questions. If you're like, I want to talk about this more. I have a hard time getting past this. I'm more than willing to talk with you.
像这些问题，有些学生也会问我，你知道，我会讲这么很艰难的问题，我要怎么回答他们
？Because I know that our Father sees us. Your Baba, your Heavenly Baba sees you.
他上帝看我们，就像你的父亲、你的爸爸看你一样。
He is not unaware of what you are going through. He is not aware of. There's not one single thing that he is not aware of.
他完全知道你的处境。
Well, at this point in the message, Jesus was standing on the mount and he was looking out. Okay, he looked out the people and where he was standing, and he saw some flowers.
这个情景描写到耶稣在很高的处山上就看到很多的花。
They say that even today in Galilee, there's red and purple anemones that grow in the fields of Galilee.
今天你们去以色列在也可以在加利利海看到它有很多红色的、紫色的花长在那里。
And he probably is like, you know, just look at the flowers, just look at the flowers. Even today, when you go outside, just right outside our door, you can see some flowers.
就像我们今天到很多的野外也可以看到很多的花。
He said, "Why worry about your clothes? Look at the lilies and how they grow. They don't work or make their clothing. Yet Solomon in all his glory was not dressed as beautifully as they are. And if God cares so wonderfully for flowers that are here today and gone tomorrow, won't he more surely care for you?"
耶稣说，何必为衣裳忧虑呢？你想野地里的百合花怎么长起来的，他也不劳苦也不纺线，然而我告诉你们，就是所罗门极荣华的时候，他所穿戴的还不如这花的一朵呢。
He said, you have little faith. He didn't say you have no faith, like you have zero faith people. He just said like you just have a little faith, you know.
他这里说你们是小信的人，就是并不是完全没有信心的人，只是你的信心很小。
King Solomon's wealth, he's referring to King Solomon. He's like, look at these flowers that you see, they're better dressed than King Solomon.
你看看这些长的花，所罗门王是穿着很漂亮的衣服，但是和花还是不能比。
And the people would have known, they would have known King Solomon. They've heard of his story. They knew how wealthy he was, how successful he was, how people all around the world would come just to see King Solomon, just to hear of his wisdom, just to see of the massive wealth that he had built up.
当事人是非常清楚，所罗门王他这么的富有，这么的有钱，你知道，而且穿得这么的漂亮，很多世界各国的人都来朝拜他，要想见所罗门王。
I mean, if there's anyone who is dressed well, who is dressed finely, it would have been King Solomon.
世界上没有人比过所罗门王穿衣服这么漂亮的了。
I like to think that King Solomon would have been shopping on the south side of Somerset, the places where the boutiques are, the places where the Saks Fifth Avenue and Neiman Marcus is. That's where he would have bought his clothes, is over there. That's where we would have seen King Solomon, the place where we just walk around, you know, we do, Sarah and I mall walk, we walk around, but That's where King Solomon would have been buying his clothes.
我今天就想，如果所罗门在今天是到哪里去买衣服呢？就是在我们Somerset 南方的这个很名牌的店，你知道去买这些衣服。
But Jesus says, no, you know, you worry about clothes, but look at these flowers. They're dressed better than he is.
他说，耶稣说，你看看。你们在担心你穿什么样子漂亮的衣服，这些所罗门的衣服也急不过这个花。
He said these flowers are here today, but you remember in the fall, they're gone. They're like this. Their life is like this.
但是就花讲起来，也是一季也就过去了，你知道秋天两个字也都谢了。
He's like, I'll take care of you. I will care for you. I will provide for you.
上帝说。我会照顾你的，你不要担心。
So another reason is your father cares for you. Your father's provision is perfect. He says, look at the lilies of the field and how they grow.
神说，他的供应是完全充充满满的。
You know, sometimes we think of these passages when we read this, and we think about God's provision and how he provides.
我们今天读到这个圣经，就想到上帝怎么供给我们。
And sometimes we think God's provision, the only way that it can be expressed, or sometimes I tend to think the only way it can be expressed is through a miraculous way. Like we think, okay, God said he would provide, so it's got to be some large and miraculous way.
当我今天用我的想法的话，觉得上帝的供应好像是应该从这个所谓的奇迹里面。
When I think of provision, I think of a man named George Mueller.
当我讲到这个上帝供给的事情的时候，我就想到 George Mueller.
George Mueller was an Englishman, and he was he built up an orphanage.
George Mueller 是英国人，他是开始创造一个举办一个孤儿院。
And his story is like in Christian lore. I mean, it's just like everyone, so many people know of George Mueller and God's provision.
他这个故事很多的基督徒都知道，上帝的供给。
And so the story goes is that he had an orphanage, and the house mother walked downstairs and told George that, you know what, all the children are ready for school and they're ready to eat.
当他有一天早上，他的主管家这个女的就告诉 George Mueller 说，这个小孩准备吃饭，吃完饭以后送他们上学。
And at the time in his orphanage, there was no food. So his house mother was like, there's 300 kids here, they're dressed, they're ready for school.But we have zero food.
当他的时候，这个管家的这个女的，就是小孩衣服都穿得整整齐齐，准备上学的时候，但是没有早餐，一点都没有。
And so he instructed his house mother, like, bring the kids into the dining room and have them sit down.
然后他告诉这个管家，就请把300个小孩都带到这个饭厅来。
Mr. Mueller, he gave thanks for the food.You know, like for the food that wasn't there, and then he just waited, and they waited.
Mueller 就在祷告，就是感谢上帝给他食物。其实桌上根本没有食物。
And a few minutes later, there was a knock at the door, and it was the baker. And the baker said, "Look, you know what? I could not sleep last night. I had a sense that you needed food, and so I came this morning. I had baked three batches of bread."And I brought the bread to you this morning.
过了几分钟，有一个人就敲门，他发现是一个就是烤面包的人，他就告诉 Mueller 说，我昨天晚上不能睡觉，因为我就有点感觉你的小孩都没有东西吃，所以我今天就早上去烤了三包的，就三整个的这个面包给你的孩子。
And then a little bit later, then the milkman, you know, the milkman came and just brought some, like, just, here's a batch of milk for you. Like, there was just nothing before. And George Mueller prayed, and God provided.
所以这就是上帝应验了 George Mueller 的祷告，向他的，他完全是没有东西的，但是他现在有这么多的面包就在他面前。
You know, and I look at, like, he says, you have such little faith. I look at George Mueller, I'm like, no. George Mueller had, like, incredible faith of, like, there is no food here. It's like right now we have no food here. It's like we're not catering food in, and we just pray, and, like, the food arrives. It's just God provides. He can provide that way. He provides that way today. He can still do that.
所以 George Mueller 并不是像我们圣经上他是小信的人，他是有很大信心的人。他没有食物，但是他还是一样的祷告，上帝就这样充分的预备给他。But
I also recognize that God provides, God provides in small ways as well.
上帝也从很小的事情关心我们。You
see, God's provision, even in my life, God's provision is fresh in my life. You know, even this past month, this past week.
其实上帝在我自己的身上也是不管大大小小事，他都充分的供应给我。
My family is moving. We live in Gloucester right now. We're moving up to Rochester.
现在我在搬家，我从那个 Carlson 那个搬到 Rochester.
And I've seen God's provision just in small ways. I've seen God's hand. In providing for my family.
我看到上帝的手就是能够供应我的家庭里面。
I've seen brothers and sisters who are who've God's provision through brothers and sisters who've helped us get ready to move.
我也看到这么多的弟兄姐妹，借着上帝的手来帮助我搬家。
Sarah and I have seen God's provision in timing and dates. It's like sometimes they're like, we're selling a house, we're buying a house, and sometimes it's like, well, do we let go of the house and then wander the streets for a few days and then buy this other house? Like, we've never sold and bought a house before.
我从来没有，那和我太太从来没有买房子和卖房子在同一个时候的，那我就看到这个搬家的这种。
And I know we were never in danger of being homeless or anything, but it's just we see God's, I don't know, it's like just these small things that we've just seen God working.
虽然有时候我感觉好像觉得自己无家可归，但是从来没有觉得我没有房子住过。
We are purchasing our house from a brother and sister in Christ who are moving to Ann Arbor.
我买房子是从一个姐妹，那她房子要卖掉，因为这个姐妹要搬到 Ann Arbor 去。
And I see God's provision for them, even as we buy their house and they move, and I just see so much. I'm so thankful. You just see small things, and I'm like, I'm just grateful. I'm just so thankful for the small ways that God provides.
在这个小事上，我都是感谢上帝，你知道，就这么伸手帮我这么多的忙。
And I'm hoping God will provide. July 20th, we're moving, so I'm asking for God's provision through you guys to help us to move as well.
我希望我在搬家的时候也有很多人兄弟姐妹来帮我的忙。
Because if our Father is so willing, I mean, he's so willing to dress it's like the flowers are dressed, you guys. They're passing away. How much more? It's just like, I'll dress you.
上帝就是给我们好像穿很漂亮的衣服一样，你知道，他都用这个比喻来鼓励我们。
Well, there's more reasons to lay down our worries.
所以我们真的是应该把我们的所有的忧虑都放下。
Because worry is what those who are outside of the church do.
其实焦虑是应该不带教会的人，他们才有担心的。
Verse 31, so don't worry about having enough food or drink or clothing. Why? Why be like the pagans who are so deeply concerned about these things? Your heavenly Father already knows, he knows all your needs, and he will give you all you need from day to day. If you live for him and his in the kingdom of God, make the kingdom of God your primary concern.
所以不要忧虑的说吃什么、喝什么的，这些都是外邦人所求的。你们需要的这些东西，你的天父都是知道的。你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西你们这些东西都要加给你们。所以不要为明天忧虑，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天当就够了。So
he says, why be like the pagans who are so deeply concerned about these things? This is another reason, like a reason not to worry. It's like, don't be like the pagans.
耶稣说，你不要学这些外邦人这个样子。
We don't use the word pagans in our normal conversation. I don't think I've ever heard anyone, very few people say pagan.
我们今天已经很少人用这个字了，就是外邦人。
But the word is translated in other parts of the Bible as the nations. Okay, so don't be like the other nations.
所以在圣经里面可以说翻译成这是另外的国家。
Or you go further, anyone who's a non-Jew or Gentile. So basically, what it's driving at is like anyone who is outside of God's operation, way of operating, anyone outside of the family of God, don't worry like they do.
所以原来是指这个外邦人，就是不是犹太人，但是今天我们可以用到说，就是说不信神的人，就是我们在神国里面是不同的。
Don't be fixated on you know, the pagans, they you know, those who are outside the church, they are characterized by this is a worry. There's so much, what will happen if this or this or this or this or this happens? If the course goes this, if the market goes this way, if I lose my job, you know, don't worry about those.
他说这些是对不信主的人来说起来的，我们在信主里面不需要有这么多的担心。
They're worried because they don't understand the Father's care for them.
因为他们不信主的人，他们不知道上帝是会照顾他们的。
They're worried because they don't know that our Father provides perfectly.
因为我们知道，我们基督徒上帝会充分的供应给我们。
His what He gives and His timing is just perfect.
他什么时候给我们是最好的时间。
He may not give you what you think you need. A lot of times they're like, "You're not providing. You're not giving me what I need."
可能你知道他没有给你你想要的东西，所以你就会说，哦，他没有给我。
But His provision is perfect.
但是他的供给是非常完全的。
One statistic says that 86% of adults consider themselves like worriers.
所以统计方面有86%的人都是很担心的。
I don't know if this is true. The average adult spends 1 hour and 50 minutes a day worrying.
每个成年人统计都是有一天都花1小时50分钟来担心这个事情。
Can that be true? An hour and 50 minutes of worrying?
是不是真的？就是我们有1小时50分钟每一天。
That's 12 hours and 53 minutes a week.
就是
been worrying.
这是24小时。就是一个礼拜算起来，有24小时15分钟来担心。
Or you could translate it to 28 days a year of worrying.
假如你一天早一天算，一年算起来的话，就有你二十天你是在那里担心的。
Sometimes you think, oh, maybe you could just spend your first 28 days just worrying straight. You know, just 28 days of worrying, and then you just stop worrying from then on out.
也许你在20天的时候一直都担心这个事情，你知道。
But Jesus says, all that worrying.It's not going to add the way it's translated, it's not going to add an arm's length to you. And the Bible translates it to, it's not going to add a single moment or a single hour to your life.
耶稣原来用字眼是说你不会加长一点点在你的手背上，但实际上就是说在你的寿命里面你也不会多活一点的，你的忧虑。
But here's where we want to go.Look with me in verse 33. It's the worry, but your heavenly Father knows all your needs, and He will give you all you need from day to day if you live for Him and make the kingdom of God your primary concern.
我们讲到33节，你们要有先求他的国、他的义，这些东西都是要加给你们的。所以不要为明天担忧，因为明天自有明天的忧虑，一天的难处一天就够了。
Shift your eyes, like take your eyes off of all those worries, the things that you need, and shift them on to His reign, His rule. You know when we sing, we're singing, you know, our God, you know.And we're talking, we're singing, and for a moment when you're singing, it's like you enter in this worship, and you just, for a while, like you just, your eyes are just on Him. And your worries can kind of like just take a step back. And that's what He wants for us.
我们的眼睛应该把我们的忧虑的事情转到上帝的身上，那我们每天的担心应该都把它忘记。
I love watching the church.When you guys are seeking God first. I love hearing about, you know, I heard about one of the students who were going on the mission trip to Chicago. He said, I was going to go on this, I had another camp that I was signing up for, but instead I chose to go on this mission trip to Chicago.
我在这个教会都是很高兴听到有些人像有些学生，我本来要到芝加哥去，或者我要做别的事情，但是我都放弃了，我只是为做神的。
I love hearing stories of different parts of the body going on mission, you know, to Germany or to Poland, you know, just different places that the church is going. I'm valuing, I'm seeking to expand God's reign into the nations.
我最高兴就是听到有些人到德国到各处去传教，就是为上帝的事情在来做工。
Or I love watching the church be generous with their finances. Really, it's just like sometimes I'll hear stories of people in the background, not to be seen, but giving to expand God's kingdom because they're just we just want to give. It's not for us. We want God's reign to be seen in the community. We want God's reign to be seen in this family who needs.
我最高兴如果听到有些人就是在教会里面愿意有金钱的奉献，就是给教会，然后给这个社团是做一些这神的工作。
I love hearing about sometimes I hear about a marriage conference or a marriage weekend or marriage classes that are going on. And I love to hear where the church is going. We want to see God's rule. We want His sovereignty to be known, like His rule to be displayed in our as husband and wife.
我很高兴如果听到我们兄弟姐妹在我们教会里面做些婚姻上的辅导或者这些的工作，这是都是我们上帝要我们做的。
Because our God, He's like, He cares for you.
因为神是会照顾我们的。
His provision is just, His timing is just impeccable, it's perfect.
他供给的时间也是最好的。
So we can seek, we can make His kingdom our primary concern. We don't have to worry about that stuff.
所以我们应该定睛在上帝要我们做的神国的事情，不要单于别的事情。
Father God, we give thanks to you that you are a caring daddy, that you love us so much, that you are aware of all of our needs. In fact, you see our needs before we see them. Nothing goes unnoticed. You are all powerful. You are all loving. And so we can rest. Lord, I pray that this morning, even as we go out, as we enjoy the 4th of July, as we go outside and we see the birds of the air, we see flowers, just remind us that of your love for us, like that you care for us, that you'll dress us, that you'll give us all that we need. Father, pray that you prompt us. You know, as it's a time of rest, we're in a time of like just resting right now. Many of us have time off. That even in that, in all things, in all areas, all times, with our family, wherever we go, that we look for your reign. We look for your rule. That we, as a church, as a people, display the kingdom of God. We thank you, and we look forward to the day when it will be fulfilled. It will be full. Your rule will be everywhere, 360 around us. It will be your reign. We can't wait for that day. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.